No, I think she just says hello.
Bianca, hello. I can't do Bianca's voice for probably the whole not. Thing. The stakes are high, but this week I will be taking over Bianca's post as the wrap-up host. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining me, Andrea Allen. Oh. I have guests, Hamda Khalili and Keith Malley. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome. Thank
she
you.
Has it in her rider that she gets to mispronounce one of our names mm-hmm. every time.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
This is the week of their 13th anniversary, and that's all I'm going to do with that. Congratulations.
You know who was pitch perfect? Who? Bianca.
Like in general?
Never stumbled on a word.
No, she's great.
Moved briskly from topic to topic.
She's a machine. Mm-hmm. It's very intimidating. I'm more scat. I'm more jazz, you know? I kind of just dip in and out of things and hit mics and whatever. I've been trained by the greatest.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was an ode to me.
Yes.
I don't like these odes, but I'll take them.
An homage to Hamda.
Thank you.
A lot of words are Jewish. I'm not even realizing. Yiddish, Jewish.
So last week was a fun week. I wanted to go through episode by episode, perhaps.
I love these notes. I'm going to take a picture of that and post it.
Thank you. Yes, I'm pretty organized. I'm not moving as briskly as usual, but you know, I'm doing the best I can.
Everyone has a different pace.
Thank you very much. Namaste, Hamda.
I enjoy any host telling me they're doing the best they can.
Listen, I'm here and I'm saying words. So let's start off with Mae Wilkerson.
Oh, dream.
What a dream.
Oh,
just a sunshine. Classic.
What's her dating story?
Don't.
Nope.
Well, you want to hear her dating story? She's sick of guys in the industry hitting on her.
Yes.
So don't be the 52nd. 152nd.
I don't ever hear her talk about her dating life, actually. I think she's a bit nervous. She's kind of a shy person. She has social anxiety, so.
Yeah, I don't blame her. There's a lot going on out there in that world.
No.
And you don't know where to turn and who to trust.
I didn't want to even start with this, but here we go. Keith Malley is back out there.
I'm back, baby.
So how does it feel for you knowing that I have someone now and you are alone?
You have a fuck buddy, right?
I do have a fuck buddy. I'm so pleased.
Are you nervous about it becoming something or somebody getting confused, or do you want it to?
No, I don't want it to become something.
Because those are your two options. I don't know who's kidding who.
No, but you guys, I don't want it to become something. You guys actually got to see this in real time.
I loved every minute of it.
So you saw my horniness get to peak desperation, and then I made some decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You left a wall of text saying, hey, look, so, I like you. Not too much, but the right amount. What if we fuck? I don't know. You wanna? If you do.
Doesn't matter. We're friends. Everything's fine. I'm professional. But if you're into it, it's fine. If you're not, I don't want to be a creep.
Shoot myself in the head emoji. And he wrote back, I'm hard.
Yes. He was excited. He was excited. I knew he was into it. I'm a good vibe sensor. Yeah, I can sense vibes.
I see a guy and I go, that's a guy.
And I go, he's trying to fuck. Because what else are they doing in this world besides ruining the country and trying to get in my box?
Do you have good gaydar?
No.
No?
I have terrible gaydar.
Interesting.
Because I like effeminate kind of men, so I've hit on many gay men before.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. I guess, like, if you're hitting on them, you need to think about if they're gay, because mm-hmm. you have good radar for guys who are hitting on you, even though they're not hitting. You have good radar for people who are interested in you.
Yeah.
And you let it go, which I think is the fair thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
I'm rolling my eyes constantly.
I'm just thinking of a time when, not that now it's so easy, but all the gay guys had to be in the closet, so they had to accept every date.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So that nobody would catch them.
I was out there just making them all buy me seafood dinners.
They have to.
Yeah.
Or they'll be outed.
I don't know what math we just did. That was very intense.
The math is luckily we're in 2018, unfortunately for
and
Andrea.
Gay men don't have to be subjected to me anymore.
I see. Congrats to all the gay men out there.
I know. You're free, finally, of me. Yeah, so I sent a text to a fellow podcaster. Did I tell you guys I was sending the text or after I sent it? I can't remember exactly.
It was very much during. So if it was after, it was like, I just sent this.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I sent him. I knew he was into it. I didn't know, but I had a very good sense that he was into it. he said something like, oh, do you want to get a coffee and commiserate on how shitty it is to be single? And I was like, that's interesting.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll commiserate.
How about you bring the stir?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Drip, drip.
Hello. You get it.
You get it, Hemda. Come on. Ah, drip, drip. So he said he agreed, and right. We set a formal date. I said I didn't want anything more serious. That being said, we did hook up twice within 3 days, so that was kind of intense.
Was it because you happened to be in the same neighborhood doing shows?
Not, well, I was in the same neighborhood during the first one. He lives in Brooklyn, and I was in Brooklyn. But then 2 days later, 2 days later, he was like, I'd like to eat your box if you're around. And I was like, sure. Oh,
I like this guy.
I'll be over immediately.
Did he really say, I'd like to eat your box?
Yeah.
It's so hard to tell what's right and wrong, right, guys?
I mean, I set the tone.
I understand.
I'm aggressive. So it's going well.
It's just funny. It's the guy that said it. And if on this show I went, guys, you just have to understand me and this lady have this connection. Anyway, I said I want to eat your box.
Like, no, because it's not on brand with you. Everything that Andrea says, I sometimes have the instinct to stop her, like very motherly instinct to stop her.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, and I go, don't stop her because either she's about to fall on her face and it's not going to be that big a deal, or there's something that I don't know about what she's doing, you know, like
it's magic, baby.
Yeah, but there's like a certain thing, the way she talks translates well because it's her. Mm-hmm. And if you said it, it would be gross.
Yeah, it'd be different. But yeah. I say, I'd like to check your plumbing in your drip factory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
It's my privilege as a woman that I get to say this stuff and get away with it. No, I think I just, so we're comedians. So I'm also not thrilled that it was another comedian. But also,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. You know what I mean?
With that said, I'm not a doctor.
There's a pool of men. A lot of them are in the comedy pool.
I know.
Disgusting.
They're there.
Do they try to try bits out when they're going down on you? Because they do not stop.
Yeah. What's the deal?
Some jokes are better than others.
She got into it. She kept covering my mouth.
I was throwing down some puns that I thought were very funny.
During sex?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say his name. Why not? Okay. So his name is Leif.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like his name is Bob. Yeah. You're so funny.
Send him a message.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for eating Andrea's box. She needed it. So
this is one of those moments where I'm like, you know what? There it is. Who gives a shit?
It's fine. He should be proud. I'm a catch.
Yes, Hemda, you seem so calm.
He calls me the queen of podcasting. I'm so sorry, Hemda, that the title has been usurped.
That's okay. He ate your box.
He did it a lot. He always asked me if I came, and it's very respectable.
Respectable?
Yes. So I said, he was joking around, and I said, it's a safe space. And then I was like, or is it a Leif space?
Huh.
Right?
Oh, God, you guys are horrible. That's nice.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
That's so funny. And he rolled his eyes at me.
Good job.
In seriousness. I'm like, please.
And fucked my best friend. And the way he tells a joke and goes for it.
It's a Leif space. It's a Leif space.
I like it.
That's a weird name. I bet you no one's done wordplay with the word safe in his name.
Is it weird that I want to book him on the stand-up-a-thon?
Yes.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I want him off the planet?
It's not his fault.
Oh.
It's my fault.
Okay.
But
is it weird to book someone just because they're fucking you?
Dear Mr. Leif.
We don't have enough room.
I'd like to have you on the show. Please ensure that you talk about eating my producer's box.
That's
signed.
That should be today's poll. Should I book this guy?
Should I book at People Andrea's Five? I mean, I fucked a lot of the guests. There's a good percentage, so he could be added to the pool. I think it'll be chill. I hope so. He's a shy person. He's a nervous person. So I'm like, ooh, do you like me and you're just being a weirdo? Or are you just a weirdo? Like, sometimes with his shyness, I'm like, do I intimidate you or are you in love with me? But I'm like, I think you're just shy and this is how you're, like, dealing with it. And I just offset his shyness by saying stupid shit. And,
like
Leif
Space?
Like Leif Space, yeah. Okay, so cool, it's cool. A good, you know, it's like Ebony and Ivory, like we're very in tune. So I'm in love and happy and getting laid constantly. How are you doing, Keith?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
Sorry that you're alone. You have to go back to eHarmony or Match.com or whatever sad dating site you're on.
What were you on 2 days ago?
Texting my friends and acquaintances. .biz.
Making it weird.org.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I went for strangers. Uh-huh.
You got to go for the people you know.
Yeah, and what do we do now? I wrote in the letter to Chemda, mm-hmm. and I was, and you can hear it there. But long story short, me and my love went for the sex act,
mm-hmm.
and not long in, no pun, just wasn't feeling anything.
Mm.
And there's some dumb theories on the forums that is always fun. It's like, wait a minute. Is it coke sex ruined sex for you, Keith? I'm like, yes, detective. You went to detective school with my dad, and I did that once, but okay.
Oh, because coke sex was so good.
So now I must need it with coke all the time.
Oh.
There just was.
Who wrote that?
A moron.
Apia?
No, Apia wouldn't write that. Apia's coming to KTG week.
Yeah, Apia's coming to KTG week.
With her perfect hubby.
Wow.
I'm going to punch the hubby right in the face.
What if I sleep with Mr. Apia and ruin their marriage?
Then that's what it was meant to be, she'll say.
It's a safe Apia space. Yeah,
maybe we'll get to know how to really pronounce their name. Uh-huh.
Well, I'll just say hi, probably.
Yeah. So
it's going to be like Apia.
Yeah.
So there was no connection where I knew, unfortunately, because I liked her personality, and you would think that would be the harder thing.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the end of it. And so I really was debating, do I say flat out or do I let it fade out? She's smart enough to figure out, oh, these texts are kind of changing.
Right.
And I didn't think necessarily, it's just me being a pussy. To me, I don't know if I'd want to hear, hey, I haven't had sex in a long time. She didn't, is why I bring that up. I haven't had sex in a long time and now I'm being told there was no connection at all.
Yeah.
And obviously you were hard and into me right before. You came to my house immediately after dinner, and obviously knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not us, it's me. That's the way I would take it, even if it was us and not me.
I don't see, okay, but then I go into, let's say I go, it's me. Time to figure out what me is going on with me.
Yeah.
If this is, I mean, if she's not having sex for however long, let's say it's a year, 2 years, 5 years, a decade.
Oh my God, I'd die. I would be dead.
You know, figure out, I mean, this, I'm not saying Keith doesn't want to sleep with you, figure out what the fuck is wrong with you, but it sounds like she's bringing this thing to the table already.
Yeah.
I don't know, then figure it out. It's not the worst thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. Although at this point, how old is she? She's in her 40s?
We're the same age, yeah.
Okay. So I feel like you have some, well, I don't know, like, because I feel like in younger in life, you can have a lot of one night stands and you can kind of figure shit out that way. But if you never do that, you never have like an exploratory time in your life and you don't figure out what you like or how you are sexually, then can you do that later?
Yeah. There's never. 40 something, 50 something. It's not too late. You still have the parts.
Right. That can I'm not work. Like people who are older can't. I'm just wondering. Yeah. Like,
my dad's 79. He's taking classes right now.
Really?
No.
God, I was so excited.
But why not? Like, people in their 70s have great sex.
Yeah, I know. I think when you're younger, it's more acceptable. You can find more people to fuck around with because everyone's just fucking around. At this age, I think people want more significant things.
I think you have to do that anyway in your 40s because when you're younger, you close your eyes and you just kind of like
mash
together and you can get into fantasy mode a little faster. Or you can fuck people that you're not as interested in a little more. So now you have to find the intimacy within that.
Yeah.
So I think everybody has to go through it. You're either going to deny yourself going through it and never be able to transition, or you do it and it feels like shit for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's fine.
I remember when I was bad at having sex and I knew it. I definitely knew it. Like, my first partner specifically, he was like trying to teach me how to be, oh my God. He's trying to teach me how to be on top because I didn't know how. So he put a pillow down and sat on it and was like showing me how to do it.
That's kind of nice.
It was so nice. but it was humiliating. It was both those feelings. Like if you tell this woman, she's gonna feel embarrassed because it's real right. embarrassing, but also probably relieved maybe in some way.
But he tried to work with you. I had the same issue. I didn't want to get on top. And yeah. there was this guy that I was like in love with, sleeping with forever. We had great sex, quote unquote. I was so young. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
And so one time he tried to get me on top and I like finagled out of it. Uh-huh. And then we kind of.
I fell.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm on the side.
And we stopped having sex. Like we stopped having sex like that moment. We didn't continue.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of quiet. And I was like, oh, I don't want to talk about it because I was so young.
Yeah.
And then I was 19.
Yeah.
But I was young in terms of how much I've had experience. And he was not. He slept with like 200 people. I slept with like two.
Yeah.
So, so he goes, why didn't we have sex? Why didn't we finish having sex earlier? And I go, I don't know. And I just like was cooking and just kept going. But he wasn't old enough, I guess. He was 27. He wasn't mature enough to go, hey, let's try this thing. And neither was I. So it just ended.
Yeah.
Like the sex potential ended.
Yeah. Do you think this is beyond
repair? I could have been more mature and tell her to move and.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beyond repair.
To tell her to move, I said, see, the way I thought is that you're just not attracted. And to me, you can't fix that. But if she's not moving, that could be fixed.
It's all of it. When she's not moving, when she is moving, nothing's going on as it is. And when she would try, everything was just too rough.
Oh, like when someone's real jackhammering.
I think like, oh, I'm trying to make up for something. And it's everything. Everything's too rough.
Okay.
I think that could be fixed. But okay. I don't suggest that you have to fix it.
Yeah. I think you should say something to her to do her the favor, but it's going to feel cringeworthy.
Well, not only should I did.
You did?
You did?
Yes.
Shut up.
Last week on Kissing the Girl.
He tells a woman she can't fuck. Andrea's calling someone by a pun. And Hemda's still happily married and amused by all of it.
So I mentioned how she was sick and was going to go on some trip to another state. Mm-hmm. And she ended up not. So I didn't know she was going to come to this Oscar party after that I invited to on a first date.
Yeah.
And but no, she ended up saying, oh. So some days went by. And during those days, I'm thinking, okay, she's not texting. I'm not texting. Last time we texted, it was a mutual goodbye. You know what I mean? And maybe that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, hi, from wherever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey.
Because she went somewhere?
She's alive.
Yeah.
So just to say hi, but we, you know, I
you were hoping maybe 2 days went by. Right. Just continue.
And when you're in any kind of relationship, right, time seems longer than it is.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. So I figured that was the end.
Especially in the beginning phases of something.
Right.
A few days is a big deal.
So I said, hi, feeling better? And she said, thank goodness, yes, blah, blah, blah. How's the Oscars? Da, da, da. And then she wrote that night, and I didn't see it till later. Hey, I know the other night was not ideal. Ugh.
She said that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Even before you came over, I was anxious, excited, but anxious. As I said, it's been a while, and I worried that one way or another, you would discuss this on your show. This is one of the things on my mind.
Sorry, lady.
As we discussed, this openness is probably why you and the girl are successful on the show and your listeners connect and brand themselves. And so very different than how I roll, I'm not sure I can get this out of my head. If one can sense a tone in text, methinks your tone has already changed since Wednesday, and that's okay. I get it.
I love this woman.
Yeah.
Me too.
Send her to Fuck Academy or something.
I said that.
No, it sounds like she got psyched out because she's going to be talked about. That's a weird thing to have sex with.
Yeah. I said, hi, didn't mean to leave you hanging last night, saw your last message very late, and I know you sleep at human times. Anyway, yes, I think there's not that sexual chemistry, which is rough, because there's no question I find you attractive. And you're so funny, I can't explain it. But I guess it's how it is sometimes. For the record, I want you to know not to be nervous about my show, that you'll be painted in some bad light. You're cool as hell, and I hope my dad didn't get in my head, I said. hi, you were busy at your gathering, I get it. Da, da, da. I really enjoyed your company, you made me laugh a lot, but I can't explain it either. I didn't get to tell you why it's been so long, but it doesn't much matter at this point. Know that I so wish it clicked better and I could be more present.
Ugh, I love her so much.
Why has it? Did someone rape her?
You know have mean? Children with this person. Yeah. I take everything back. Just commit.
I don't think you know how children are made.
Yeah.
They're made lots of different ways now, though.
Yeah, and you get Asperger's and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I need a passionate load, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, goodness.
Kendra brought
it up.
This
is a late space, Keith.
Wow.
Damn.
So I do question that. I do want to say, like, hey, what happened so long? But I'm like, I don't even, you know, I don't want to confuse the situation.
Yeah.
It's still not going to work, but I am curious now.
Yeah, now I need gossip, though.
But, like, and over text, explain to me how you're traumatized over text in our kind of breakup conversation.
Oh, shit.
What else?
She says, we'll always... Jesus.
What else? Roll the tape.
Briskly along.
As she goes for coffee. Give it to me.
In my army of cunts mug, thanks to the Hot Mess Comedy Hour.
It looks wonderful. I'm glad that you can rock the most aggressive looking cunt mug of all.
It goes with me.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you saying da-da-da. We'll always have Black Panther, she says.
Aww.
And at least when I go back to this restaurant we are at, it's kind of a private thing. Mm. LOL, and I LOL'd that private thing. Mm-hmm. I said, it's nice that we supported a culture and movement. Just a little pat on the backs to us both, except for this guy's broken hip. I ran into an older guy. Uh-huh. And I said, but he was white. Mm. And then we had a little cute talk, but that's the end. She said, good luck on finding your gal. I said, thank you, and I'd rather you stay single still, if you don't mind. I said, I guess fair is fair. Good luck to you, too.
Aww.
And I said, you think we're in the news today for being so cool? She said, my God, we are so cool. It's a shame.
It is a shame.
That's good luck to you. You just met the perfect person.
Yeah.
I told you, nobody was believing me.
That's true.
Yeah, she was very cool.
Kendra's the one who wanted me to keep dating. Well, congrats, Kendra.
For sure.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I know, you should always listen to me and then, then regret it.
How do you feel about this now, Kendra?
How do I feel? It was bound to happen.
Sure.
Come on.
Good point.
Sorry.
Point. Come on.
I think he's okay.
Love dies. If you can't fuck, you can't fuck. Well, welcome back out to the crazy train.
Thank you.
Keith Malley. Are you going to go back on the apps? Is that how you're going to play it?
Why not? You know, everybody says they go off. They all come back. So I don't know. I'm going to leave them on my phone.
It's been an adventure also, I feel like, for me anyway.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You've been having fun.
I have.
How do you feel watching us navigate through these times, these trying times?
I feel like, I feel like it's sad how disrespectful it can be out there, but sure. It always has been. And I feel like I don't know, if you guys stick to who you are, you're not really going to get that fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. Like, I'm very happy for you that you got laid. I'm very happy for Thank Keith you. That he had even these experiences. I think it's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
I had a lot of fun. Sorry about you. I mean, borrow my fake boyfriend if you want.
That's so fun. You're randomly getting to, you know, meet and connect with other people. You're having growing. Dinner.
Every person you meet, dinner, you have to eat.
You're going to the movies with people.
I heard you were hungry that day.
Paragraphs to a colleague.
You get to go to a different borough to see a movie instead of your local theater. New experiences, run into cranky old guys like you killed them.
You know, you ever ride the train and oops, all of a sudden it goes above ground and you get the view that, you know, if you weren't you, you'd be like, I wish I was this person.
You walk into a train and it smells like a homeless man's asshole, but that makes you appreciate what you have, not the smell. Mm-hmm.
There are many cars to trains. You just, you know, you can go through the doors even. You don't have to stay there.
Right. Blah, blah, blah journey.
Yeah.
This is why we coach together.
Yeah, this is Keith's philosophy. Blah, blah, blah journey. So speaking of journeys, Hamda, did come to see me perform this week.
I love seeing you perform.
Yeah, Keith didn't, but that's fine.
I was having not sex.
Yeah. I'm so not sorry.
In all fairness, he did text me at the beginning of the show, I think, but my phone was already off. He's like, is Andrea's thing still happening? And it just didn't.
Oh, were you texting during the act? Like, this isn't going to work out, so I think I could just peel out of this and come hang out with my friends.
Yeah, this is a storytelling show.
I gotta call my bank. It's a fraudulent charge. You understand. we were having sex? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that's what you were trying to do.
I was so comfortable with you that I didn't even know.
I'm going to take a nap, take 5 minutes, and then we'll get back to whatever this horrible thing is.
I kept losing my erection every so often. So I would take off the condom because I'm thinking, not, you know, just as we're doing other things. Yeah. So I kept, and that my condoms were in my coat in her coat closet.
Oh, God.
So I keep running back like I'm running back to this dispenser.
Oh, God. So bad.
There's like three unused condoms laying in her apartment.
Yeah.
Thank you for signing up for VIP. Those are expensive.
Yeah. Those are the good condoms. I will say, okay, we'll get back to the show, but the last thing is this guy, he goes,
she has all these notes, we didn't get to note one. How is Mae Wilkerson? That's it.
Whatever, she doesn't fuck like I do, so she's out.
For that reason
you're out. He was like, I have to run out to a nicer bodega in my neighborhood. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't get condoms. And I was like, that's fine. And he's like, I'm sorry, but I need bigger than usual ones. And I'm like, are you apologizing for having a big dick right now?
No, he's boasting, going, no. I hope I'm boasting for
no
reason.
I don't think he was. He was like, it's going to be a few minutes. I'm so sorry, but I just need bigger than usual. And
they have to
it's
sew
not
up
anything
special
to write home about. And
yeah.
And let me tell you, what's something right home about?
That's fun.
Trip, trip.
I don't know what my parents are going to think when they get this letter, but it was something to write home about.
Way to go, Leif. Anyway, so you came to see me at the Blackout Diaries.
Yes.
Thank you for your support.
Loved it.
I'm so lucky. I always have my friends coming to my shows. It's very nice.
Also got to see Aldo, who came, and Emily, who was there.
Yeah. I had a good little squad.
Yeah. Canadian Emily and her friend. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what did you think of that show?
I love the show, actually. Mm-hmm. Love the bar that it was in. Mm-hmm. It was in the back. Like, you walk into the bar and you're like, this can't be it.
Yes.
Because you got to find sort of like the secret door. I love that.
Cobra Club. Yeah. Bushwick.
And then you go to the back and you're like, this fucking space is cool as hell.
Do you know that's actually, John F. O'Donnell used to run a show called Live from Outer Space, which is now a Friday staple show. And it's in that space.
It's a great space. Yeah. And so this is one of those shows where obviously they asked you guys to do homework. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious who did and didn't do their homework.
Ooh, yeah.
You're talking about a time when you were drunk and some people have slideshows, et cetera.
Yes. They asked you to use visual elements. And it's a storytelling show. So you can, to a degree, like wedge in your stand-up bits. But you should have like a story arc of some sort. And some people
didn't. The problem is we wouldn't have been able to tell. They said things like, oh, I don't have as many pictures as the other person, right, or, oh, I didn't think of the ending until just now. Like, don't worry about it. You ended.
We know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it was so interesting because everybody would have passed a little bit more if they didn't. Everyone who did that would have passed more if they didn't do that.
Rat themselves out. Yeah. Oh, I didn't give a fuck about this. Right. That being said, here's this.
It was totally fine. But guess who was the headliner?
Mm-hmm.
Keith and the Girls, Andrea Allen. That was really cool. Andrea was super prepared.
Thank you.
Had the ending of a lifetime. She could have dropped her mic. Nobody would have been upset.
I moved it briskly along.
Briskly along. Mm-hmm. And managed to talk about taking someone's virginity and being a creepo and a fucking weirdo, and everybody was in love with you anyway. That's what I noticed about you on stage. You are saying the most horrific things. And you're saying it with a smile, and then you hear gasps and you're like, that's right, I heard your gasp. And then people are like, you did. And I'm like, what is happening? Yeah, so a little voodoo from you on stage.
I'm an entertainer.
I love it.
I'm a sick pig, but I make you love me. Mm-hmm. So I'm in this biz.
With a fur coat on, like a creep, like a full-on.
I asked, how did Andrea do? Kenda said, our superstar did great.
Aww.
You're going to be tops.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I also noticed your peers kind of waking up to your shit.
Thank you.
Saw that.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. There were good people. There were good comedians on the show. There was one who I didn't know who seemed to be more of a storyteller, and I really enjoyed him. I hadn't met him before. There was a guy who talked about getting arrested for drinking bagged wine on the train.
Yeah, he was really good.
And I was like, respect, been there. And Allie Clayton told a great story. Allie Clayton is the host, and she told a great story about her first lesbian experience in New York.
Sick.
She took pictures with Ricky Lake. She had aggressive sex with a woman in a bunk bed.
I spoke to her, quote, Persian princess afterwards.
Mm-hmm, her girlfriend.
And she's booked on Tuesday.
Yeah, really?
Sometime this week, I forget.
You love booking people who fuck your friends.
This is weird. Something's going on.
Yeah.
Something to look into.
Voyeurism. Yeah. Baby bot, watch out.
Every guest, I go, all right, who did you sleep with? I mean, what are your credits? I mean,
welcome to the you sucked off my friends.com.
Her credits include Allie Klein.
I was really excited to be part of the show because I've been wanting to be on it for a while. So that felt cool. And I think it went really well. So I was,
it went really well.
I was happy. And I'm glad you came.
Me too.
That's what she said.
I wish I did that night.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
I'm so sorry.
No, I don't know.
My condolences. Do you want me to send this directly to your love, this episode?
We'll see how we're talking and stuff. You know, everybody says they'll keep in touch, but who knows?
Sure, sure. Before I take this crazy train to the end of the line, I wanted to ask, who was your favorite and who was your least favorite guest of last week?
Why do you have to be a dick about this?
I'm a dick.
Well, let me look them up.
We had Chris Laker, May Wilkerson.
Chris May.
Yadoye Travis.
Yeah.
Lisi Goranson. And Catherine Heller and Cambry Cruz together.
One better than the next.
Uh-huh.
Too tough. I would never put Catherine and Cambry in the same episode again. I think they're too similar.
Yeah, they were both kind of vying for the same point at the same time.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen again. So that's my fault.
That's not going to happen again.
And they're dead now.
No, I just think it's funny because you think just like with your friends, like, oh, this person's cheery and this person's cheery. They would make a good couple, right. But then it's so much cheer.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe you need a little dead vibe.
Right. I need a quiet person
who
I can sexually harass.
Yeah, and I think everybody else had a different vibe. It's hard to compare. So Mae Wilkerson is the dream because everything, she comes in here, everything's going to be a joke. Everybody's friends. She's very open. She's very giving. And she's so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's one of the funniest people that have ever been in this room. So that's easy.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Yadoye was new, so I felt a little bit of a new, hesitant vibe with him. I feel like I would book him again, and he would shine more. So I feel like he didn't get a chance to really fully.
He seemed a bit nervous.
Yeah. So I don't know if people can hear that because he did a phenomenal job. Everything that he said was very funny or poignant or like very good. But sometimes with the new people, they hesitate. They don't want to interrupt or they're not sure what their place is. So I felt a little bit of that with him. Lisi Goranson. I was excited about this for months. I think she's an incredible human being. She's done a lot. And also, she's part of one of my favorite shows on Earth. What I forgot to do there was switch. She's not a comic who like podcasts and comes on shows. She's a person who actually hates doing press and hates doing things. And so.
And now, especially, she's in that head where all she's doing is press and people. Yeah. And I think she thinks. People are trying to trick her for some salacious soundbite that's going to get her in trouble.
Yeah, so we have such a good rapport over email and when she's here, and I felt a little hesitation from her, and so I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Like, people are kind of being pariahs about you right now, so let me not take any of that small, again, minor, I don't think anyone would hear this, hesitation that I normally don't feel in this room with her. So I took that into consideration.
She seemed more suspicious of you, Keith, than him.
They always are, right? Yeah. No, the women are always more suspicious of Keith than the men of me.
But not in the past. I don't think she's been like that in the past. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, so I think that goes with like what I was saying. She might be a little bit in that place.
She and also, I think maybe... She hasn't been here in a while, so I'm coming in like, sign this waiver, take this, you know.
Right.
That's just the regular way that guests are treated, but I'm sure, like you said, she's doing press, so it's like, oh, this is this place, which was seemed chill before, maybe, is now more intense, and I feel a little uncomfortable. She seems to have a visceral dislike of paparazzi and like...
But also, I think we are also putting a lot on how she felt, because at the end of it, when we shut everything off, she was like, that was so fun and funny.
Yeah.
So I think, like, you know, our version of loose with Mae Wilkerson's like, you're batshit, blah, blah, blah. You know, it might not be her vibe. So I think that's maybe something that we felt.
Yeah. But it does sound like she's single.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Oh, checkmate.
Hello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. oh, you know what she woke up from? You and her talking about rugby. She's a big rugby player.
Yeah, that was so fun.
I thought you guys were about to bash into each other. You wanted to play rugby
so
bad.
Excited.
Yeah.
I just mentioned it as an aside because I saw it in her IMDb and I don't see that often. So I got excited and she was like, we were talking about the scrum and the different positions.
Yeah.
And Hemda was excited to hear about all this violence, but scared at the same time.
Oh, it's so fun because their energy started like totally being up. And I was like catching that wave, just asking them and being in it. And I was like, I'm in the scrum too.
It was fun.
Lisa's like, we're so tiny. And then she banged her head off the desk for no, just to feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's fucking badass, right?
Yeah.
And she is tiny, but she'll get in there.
Well, people who are small who play rugby are the forwards, and they're the faster because they are the faster ones, and they usually score the points because I'm the bigger person who blocks and gets hit a lot, and then the small ones like weave in and out. But they got to be feisty because they get taken out a lot.
I see a lot of similarities with you and Lacey.
Thank you so much. I'm the next Becky.
Why not, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why not?
You just have to let your hair get blonde again.
Sure. Exactly. That's my transition. All right, moving briskly out of here. Any final thoughts? Do you miss Bianca? Did I do a good job? Shout out to Bianca, by the way. She's doing a great job on this show. Her apartment building burnt down. That's why she's not here, which is insane.
Burnt down is a bit much, but it had huge issues with fire.
And she is okay, but getting her life together, so... This one, I'm pouring this one out for you, Bianca.
Brady. Nice.
You're great.
That's how the fire started.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope your situation gets better briskly.
Exactly.
I don't have time for jokes. I wish you well. Andrea, if you would, the closing theme song.
I got laid, but you did too, but kind of not. I'm sorry for your love. Hemda gets to watch us all in the world having journeys getting. It's a safe space. It's a safe space. That's a great joke. What's going on? What's going on? Bianca's apartment is on fire. That's last week on Get in the car. Jazz. Meat and beans.
I like the way you move your hand left to right as if that's making
I'm
stereo.
I'm still singing. Sorry you're single, but your life is sad and...